If you're going to partake in this session, you must be ready to accept a few rules and principles. You're a grown man, and you can choose to accept these rules or not. But only if you accept will you learn the true power and improvement to your character that comes from true submission and obedience to a woman. Consult your conscience now. If you're willing to comply, breathe in deeply 3 times, each time saying the words, "I will comply." Following through on this commitment will be a sign of strength. Failing to follow through will be a breach of that commitment to me and to yourself. It will be a sign of weakness. But I know you're strong and can follow my instructions. It's only through complete and thorough submission that you'll be able to build your character and strength in the way I know you want to. First, here is my commitment to you. My goal is to help in your development. All of my instructions here are for that purpose. You must trust me in that regard. Should you trust me, breathe in once deeply and say the words to yourself, "I trust you." Now, breathe in again one more time and say the words to yourself, "I will comply." Now, we're going to talk about male masturbation. For men, the act of masturbation can be one of great joy and power. It can also be a source of weakness, lack of discipline, and ultimately a lack of power. For a man, left to his own devices, cannot control his own desire to masturbate. This leads to any number of problems. I'm going to help you with this. But again, you must obey. You must comply. Complete female power over the male orgasm and its manner is essential. From here forward, you must follow my instructions exactly. What I want you to do is to become completely naked, lie down on your back, clasp your hands together behind your back. Now, breathe in deeply and exhale deeply. You've already agreed to comply. You've taken an oath to comply. I've told you that we're going to be doing some masturbation today. However, whether you have an orgasm today is entirely at my discretion. In fact, that's not yet been decided. How it will be decided and when it will be decided on my choices as well. Now, I know that you want to touch yourself, but remember how much sweeter that is when a woman is in control of how and when you do so. Do not touch yourself. Keep your hands behind your back. Now, I know you have a hand that you like to masturbate with. This is what we will call your dominant hand. Your other hand we will call your submissive hand. What I want you to do is this. Take your submissive hand from behind your back. Leave your dominant hand behind your back. Take your submissive hand, place it on the tip of your penis. Do not touch the shaft. Go ahead and touch the tip to your heart's content. Do whatever you want with it, but do not touch the shaft. Now, touch the very top and rub your finger across it. Now, put that finger in your mouth and ingest any moisture that is upon it. Now, return your submissive hand behind your back. Now, breathe in and out deeply and remind yourself that you took an oath to comply. And take both hands out from behind your back and let them lie naturally, not touching your side, but a few inches out from your side. I know that when you masturbate, you like to rub your shaft up and down. I'm going to allow you to stroke yourself in a moment, but when I do, you're only allowed to stroke upwards according to the specific tempo as I instruct. For each number I count, You must do one upward stroke along with me. Do not do any downward strokes. For now, just listen to me count. This will be the rhythm you follow. One, two, three, four, five. Now place your submissive hand on your shaft. Do not do anything further until I begin counting. Now begin. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Stop. Place your submissive hand under your balls and keep it there. Breathe in and out deeply once. Keep your hand there. Now, place your dominant hand on the tip. Swirl it around and again take any moisture into your mouth. After you've placed your finger in your mouth, return both hands to your side. You are now feeling the benefits and power of my control. You must resist the temptation to do anything other than what I instruct. Now, place your dominant hand underneath your balls. Place your submissive hand on your shaft. When I begin to count, stroke upwards using your submissive hand. One, two, three, stop. Keep your hand on your shaft, but do not move anything. Keep your dominant hand under your balls. Now again, stroke to my count, upwards only. One, two, three, four, five, stop. Now again, stroke upwards, along with my count with your submissive hand. You are going to get 20 strokes, but only stroke upwards and do not go any faster than my rhythm. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Stop. Keep both hands where they are. Now place your submissive hand on the tip and again take any moisture into your mouth. Return both hands to your sides. Now with both hands by your side, thrust your pelvis in the air as if you're having sex. I'm not going to count, but I'm going to allow you to do this for 15 seconds. Stop. Now we have reached the most important part of today's lesson. The most important part of true male submission is the act of the male consuming his own orgasm. The male's commitment to this part of the training is most important. It is to your great benefit. If you do not comply with this, you will not derive the benefits I have promised. If you do follow through with this, you will gain my great confidence. You will experience great power and confidence in the hours and days following this exercise. So, no matter how difficult you think it might be, I require you to follow this instruction. If you're willing to comply, say the phrase, "Yes, ma'am," to yourself firmly and clearly in your mind. I'm proud of you. I appreciate your willingness to accept my guidance and strength. It gives me great happiness knowing that if I allow you to orgasm, it will be according to my instructions. Now place your dominant hand under your balls. Place your submissive hand over that hand. Now, with your hands in that position, move your hands so that your penis flaps forward and backwards until I say stop. Stop. Remove your hands from your balls and put them by your sides. Place your submissive hand under your balls. I'm going to allow you to stroke rapidly up and down using your dominant hand for 10 seconds. I will not be counting aloud, but I will be timing you. Do not orgasm. Go. Stop. Keep your hand on the shaft. I'm going to allow you rapid up and down strokes for another 10 seconds. Do not come. Go. Stop. I'm now going to allow upward strokes only for another 10 seconds. Do not come. Go. Stop. Now, something very important is going to happen. In a minute, I'm going to count down from 20 to 1. On one, I'm going to allow you to come. Now, before we start, I want you to reaffirm your commitment to eat your orgasm if I permit you to come. Reaffirm that commitment to yourself and to me in your mind. Now, proceed with rapid up and down strokes. As you do, say in your mind, I will eat it. 20. 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, come. Good boy. I'm proud of you. Now, I know this may be difficult, but you must follow through with me. Take your cum on your fingers and put it in your mouth. It'll be easiest if you swallow it quickly. Go ahead. Now take the rest of it. Swallow it down quickly. Good boy. Don't stop. I'm going to be very proud of you. Keep going. I'm very proud of you. Good boy. This may have been difficult, but you have made me happy, and you'll find great benefits from this and our future trainings. Now, go forward with the strength you have earned.